Welcome back. Just a couple quick notes to finish off hour one. Did you happen to watch the Cubs and Dodgers last night?
No.
Not that there's any real reason to tune into that, but, you know, it was on. And the reason that I thought it was noteworthy was the Cubs got their championship rings last night. They got their World Series rings. Have you seen these things?
Yeah, I did. I saw pictures.
They're nice. Mm-hmm. They're really nice. Now, I will always have a soft spot in my heart and say that the Royals World Series rings are the best championship rings ever created. But the Cubs ones are pretty nice, and obviously that's hard to portray over the radio. But, of course, Jostens, who did the Royals ones, they did the Cubs ones as well, and they have a lot of symbolism to them. They have 108 different diamonds as part of this ring that symbolized the 108 years that it had been since the Cubs won the World Series. By the way, back when they had done it previously in 1908, World Series rings weren't a thing. So these are actually the first rings that the Cubs franchise have ever gotten. But they're really nice. 5.5 carats of diamonds, 3 carats of genuine Burmese rubies, and 2.5 carats of genuine sapphires as part of this. But what really makes the ring is all the detail around the edges of it. You know, they've got the flag with the W on it on one of the sides. It's Ben Zobrist's ring that's the one that they have on their website that they go into detail with it. But the best part of the whole thing is on the inside part of the ring, they have a little head of a billy goat.
That's my favorite part.
That is cool. That is class right there. And that's look, they deserve to go all out with these things. They do look like they're probably a little bit bigger than the Royals ones, but maybe not by much. I would imagine that the market for those, you know, fake knockoff rings, which I do have for the Royals, the American League Championship ones and the World Series one, that's going to be someone's going to make a lot of money making those fake rings for fans to have.
Has there been a price tag? Have you seen a price tag on a World Series ring?
Mm-hmm. Like just any World Series ring? Yeah, they
even
go
the Royals.
Up, oh, on the Royals?
Or anybody.
No, I haven't seen one for the Royals, but I've seen they come up for auction every now and then, and they generally fetch six figures, you know, in the hundreds of thousands. For a genuine Cubs World Series ring, I think you're probably looking at close to $1 million that you would have to shell out for that. It's that special. That's going to close up hour one. A hot take on Big 12 football that you won't want to miss to lead off hour two next.